Okay, we are picking up 11 lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored the Ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. The Gemara is discussing over here the Psukim in the Chumash, Vatomer Achoso El Bas Paro, that Miriam sent to Paro's daughter, Ha'elach Ve'karasi Lach Isha Menekes Menevrios. I'm going to go get a wet nurse for you to be able to nurse the baby. Ma'ish Nami Irios. Why did Miriam suggest to go get someone from a Jewish woman? Why didn't they have an Egyptian one? There was no Egyptian wet nurse that could do it. So it says the Gemara, Melamed Shechziru LeMoisha Al Kol Mitzvos Kulan VeLo Yonak, that they brought Moshe Rabbeinu to every Egyptian woman who's nearby a wet nurse to be able to nurse him, and he refused to nurse from any of them. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu said an explanation of why Moshe would not be able to do this. Pesh Asu L'Daber Mashchina, the mouth that is destined to speak with me, because Baruch Hu with the Shechina, Yinek Davar Tameh is going to have breast milk from a woman who ate not kosher. That even that, we see how much an influence kosher food has on a person, on the neshama. It's metamtin chazar shalom alev. That's why it's so important to be so careful and makbid, even from a young age, for the kashrus of the children. And a similar thing with chametz on Pesach. Also, that results is famously that as much as a person is nizhar from chametz, that's how much he's going to be saved from averus throughout the year. Okay, so here Moshe Rabbeinu's Vayinu Dechsev Esmi Yoredeya. Who is the one who's going to be able to teach knowledge? Who's going to explain the message? Lemi Yoredeya and Lemi Avin Shmuel. Who's the one who's going to explain such a message? Legomle Mechalav. Those who have milk, Lita Meshadayim, then those who are removed from the breasts of a woman. Meaning that who's going to teach Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu, who weaned himself from non-kosher milk and separated it only from having kosher milk from a Jewish baby. One of my favorite chinuch messages in Kol Torah Kula from Yav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal is on this midrash that Rashi and Chumash quotes as Gemara. And so it's a nice midrash, okay, fine, so let's say it's a nice midrash, but it's very fascinating. The Ramah in Yoredeya, I forgot what Simon Rish Pehe, something around there, in Yoredeya, we just quote the Mi Yoredeya, in Hilchos Yoredeya, the Ramah says that, the Ramah quotes this, the halacha, that every Jewish baby, every Jewish parent, should not give if their mother doesn't want a nurse. In those times, it was very common, you know, 300-400 years ago, that they would have a wet nurse. They didn't have a formula, so they'd have a wet nurse supplement the milk. So the Ramah writes that based on this Gemara, that a woman should not do it with a non-Jewish woman, because we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not appropriate. Seder V'Yakov Kamenetsky, Geshmak Akasha, says this Gemara is explicit why Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who didn't do that, because he was Asir L'Dabim Hashchina, and he's going to be the God, the holiest person to ever live, Lo Kam Kemoshe B'Yisrael, right? He was going to be the greatest Navi ever. So that makes a lot of sense why that such a person on that Madriga should be the one who's not breastfeeding from an Egyptian and non-Jewish woman. The Ramah's paskening for us, right now, in our times, in our society, right? The Ramah's telling us, in 2023, Ramah's telling us that this halacha applies. Says Rav Yaakov, my son is going to be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let Moshe Rabbeinu have this halacha. Why is it for me? Rav Yaakov says so beautifully. He says that a person who's raising a child, you have to have in mind that yes, you have the ability and potential to be raising the next Moshe Rabbeinu. That is your child. Your child is the next Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the halacha for you. It is the halacha right now, Bizman Hazeh. That is the halacha for you because you might be raising the next Moshe Rabbeinu. A beautiful message on this Gemara that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has. Okay, let's go right to the Gemara. Says Vatomer Labas Paro Lechivet Alecha Alama. The girl went and she got the mother. She got Yocheved. Amar Belazer Melavet Shalcha Bizrizus Kalama. She ran like a young girl runs. Rav Shmuel Baruch Ini Amar Alama Sheilima Es Devareha. Alama, because she hid the facts. She did not mention that she was the real mother. Vatomer Labas Paro Alecha Seyala Razeh. Bas Paro said to Moshe's mother, "Take this yelad Helechi." And the Gemara says the lashon of Eilechi Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina Misnabe Veino Yodas Mam Misnabe. It's so fascinating. Rashi and Chumash quotes like almost all these drushes. Eilechi, what is this? Eilechi Ha Shelechi, that this one here, this child Shelechi, is yours. Va'ani etenes charech, I'm going to pay you. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina Lodayin La Tzadikim Shemekzirin La Vidasun Ela Shenusun Scharan. It's not enough for the Tzadikim in this world that they get back what they lost, they return what's lost to them. Ela, that they get their reward for their troubles. Vatikach Miriam the Neviah as Achos Aaron. Miriam the Neviah Achos Aaron took the drums in her hands. Achos Aaron v'Achos Moshe. Why does the Torah call her there? Right? Vatimar Lashem Shir. We're going to read this in Mamish tomorrow in the morning. We're going to Shir Lashem Kigog. Ah, Susrachor Ramavayam. That's what Miriam said. Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav Amar La Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Lava Chaisa Misnabek She Achos Aaron. That she was a nevuah while even before Moshe was born, which is amazing because she was only, I think, 5 years old when Moshe was born. So she was already a Navi from a very a very special child, obviously, Miriam was. Okay. Ve'omeres asida imich tehillah ben shemoshiyas Yisrael. She used to know that my mother is going to give birth to the savior of the Jewish people. Ve'kevan shenolad Moshe nismal lekol bayis kulo or. That was full of light. I guess we're going with that man damar. That's why he was called Vayar Kito. Maybe it was or. It was or. Amar avya neshkal rosha. Her father gave her a kiss. Amar labiti niskaimen uvaseich. Your prophecy has been fulfilled. Ve'kevan shetila le'or. Once they threw Moshe Rabbeinu into the river. Amar avya tavcha rosha. Her father. Tapped her, didn't give her a patch, but he tapped on the head. He said, "Amar lebiti, hecha nevuasech. Where is your nevuah? Where is your prophet that he's going to save Klal Yisrael if he's going to be killed?" That's why she, ledea mayasel. The pasuk says that she stood behind Moshe Rabbeinu to know what was going to happen. Leida mayeh basof nevuasa. What's going to happen with her prophecy that's going to be miskayim? She knew it was going to be miskayim. She was just waiting for it to be miskayim. Then Yosef zacha. Yosef was buried, privileged to bury his father. So, when the Torah tells us, going back to those going back to Canaan, the pasuk says, "Vayal Yosef likbor as aviv, vayal oito kol avdei paro v'ador chol beisis avei chavimah." And after that, it says kol avdei paro, and then afterwards it says the brothers. When the Torah describes at the end on the way back, it says, "Vayashiv Yosef mitzvayim ahu v'achav him and his brothers v'ador cholam likbor as aviv." And then after that, all the Egyptian servants. Why did the Torah originally put the Egyptian servants of Yosef ahead of the brothers, and afterwards, on the way back, it's the opposite. It puts them after the Achei Yosef. So the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, Betchila, Ad Shelora Kvodam Sheisrael, Lo Nagumen Kavod. So in the beginning, the Egyptians didn't honor Klal Yisrael. They didn't honor the brothers, the other brothers. They didn't honor only Yosef. They're honoring, but they weren't honoring the other brothers. So Shelora Bechvod, and after that, they saw the great honor Nagumen Kavod. They had a great respect for the brothers. What happened? Chesiv Ayavu Ad Goran Atad. They came to Goran Atad, literally the threshing floor. It's a threshing floor of atad is lashon of a thorn. So there's a threshing floor for thorns. Who harvests thorns and then threshes them? What's going on over here? So the pasuk is telling us that the king surrounded Yaakov's coffin with their crowns. And what happened? Similar to a threshing floor that surrounded the thorn bushes. That was the way of doing something for security purposes. Shabo, Bnei Esav, Bnei Shmuel, Bnei Keturah. Because the descendants of Bnei Esav, Bnei Shmuel, Bnei Keturah, they all came. And Tana Kulam L'Milchamabo, they came to fight a war. They wanted to prevent Yaakov from being buried in Maros Machpelah. They wanted to create, and they were going to fight to the death to make sure that he wouldn't. Kevan Shiro Kitro Shel Yosef, when they saw Yosef's crown, Tali Barnel Shel Yaakov, hanging from Yaakov's coffin, not Lukulam Kisra, and they all took their crowns off their heads. Meaning that to say that our head is at the top of our head, like a sign of respect. To Talam Barnel Shel Yaakov, and they put them on Yaakov's arum. So they surrounded the coffin with their crowns, meaning, and then they were showing the sign of respect. Tana, Shloshim Vishisha Ktarim Nitlu Barnel Shel Yaakov. There's 36 crowns. All of those people, Rashi actually does accounts for all of the 36. The one of Yosef, right? 12 belonging to the 12 princes of Yishmael. And then Rashi says there was 23 that the sorry, Esav. And then Rashi has a problem with the last part of the account. Okay, but look, Ayin Rashi Sham, he gets into the number of 36. And that's what happened at the time of Yaakov Avinu's funeral. So then the Gemara continues, Vayispidu Sham Mispid Gadol V'Kavod Me'od. They had a very, very big and a big eulogy there. Tana. So then we learn from over there, Afilu Susim Afilu Chamorim. Even the horses and even the donkeys that they were also, some explain that they withheld food for them, so they also feel the pain, but they were also feeling the pain of the eulogy. So the Gemara continues, Kevan Shegila Maras Machpela, also Esav Kamakiv, and Esav was there, and he was saying, "No, I'm not letting you get buried." Amar Lahen Mamre Kiryas Arba Yechevron. So Esav said to them, Mamre is in Kiryas Arba, which is Chevron, because it's a place for the burial cave has only four pairs of people, not five, not for you, not for both of us. Remember, Yitzchak, Kiryas Arba, Abba Zugos Hayisham, Adam Chava, Avram Misara, Yitzchak Rivka, Yaakov Alea. Those are the four Zugos that are buried there. So that was just Agav. Now the Gemara goes back to what was Esav arguing? Iu Kavra Leah Bide. So he buried Leah. That was his. Fine. That was for him. But I depayus Judeus, and now there's one last space there. It's not it for him. It's not for Yaakov. It's for me. They said you sold it to him. You sold your right to it when you sold the Bechor for the Adashim. You sold this plot also. Amar Lu, Esav said to them, yes, I sold the firstborn right. That whole thing I sold him with the Nezir Adashim. But did I sell him the regular portion that I'm entitled to? Meaning, if a person has two sons, then the fourth person gets double, but still, there would be something left for the other son. So here, Esav was arguing that he should be entitled to the Mara Samech Baila burial plot. So the Gemara says, Amr Le'en, that you did sell that also. You actually did sell that. And Esav was arguing on that. The Pasuk says that in the grave which I acquired for myself, land of Canaan, that's where you're going to bury me. That's what Yaakov was saying to Yosef. Mechira, the lashon of buying. The kira over there is lashon of mechira, of buying it. Shekein mekarkayam karen mechira kira, that in certain cities abroad, they call this lashon of selling kira. So now the Gemara goes back to Esau's argument. Amar lehu, havlu igrasa. If Yaakov bought it from me, so then show me proof. I don't know, go bring a proof. He didn't think they would have proof on them. Amar leh, they responded to me, igrasa ba'ar de mitzrayim me. So yeah, we have the shtar mecher, however it's in Egypt. Uman izil. They said, who's going to go now? Nizan Naftali, Atil Naftali, go to Kalila Kealasa. He's fast like a deer. He's going to go as fast as possible. He's going to, like, 50 miles an hour to get there. So still, that would take time. Nechsid Naftali, Elash Luchai, so fast. Hanosin Imre Shefer, that's the Pasuk says by Naftali. Amar Rabbi Abau, Atikri Imre Shefer, Ela Imre Sefer. Imre Sefer, that Naftali was the one who was going to deliver the star containing the document saying that Yaakov was the rightful owner of that plot. So the Gemara continues, Chushim Barei Dedan Daman Havel. Chushim Ben Dan was there. He was watching what was going on. V'karen le'udne. However, he was deaf. He couldn't hear. So he didn't know what was going on. Amar lehu, my eyes. He said, what's going on over here? Why didn't you bury Yaakov Avinu? This is not covered for this mace. So the tzaddik, Rav Yaakov Avinu. But Amar lehu, they said to him, come Yaakovai, this Esav is blocking us from burying him. Adasi Naftali married him. So before Naftali even comes back, so Amar lehu, Chushim said to them, until Naftali comes back from the land of Egypt, my grandfather is going to be disgraced, the body of Yaakov Avinu. Shakal Kufla, so Chushim, he took the stick in front of him, he hit Esav on the head, killing him. Nasran Ene, Esav's eyes popped out, but Nefla Kar to Yaakov and fell on Yaakov's feet. Paschino Yaakov, Leina Vachicha, Yaakov opened out his eyes and he smiled, Vachicha, rather, he smiled on Achicha. Chich, Vahinu Dechse, the Pasuk says, Yismach Sadiki Chazan Nakam, the righteous will eventually see when Nakama happens. Pa'amav Yirchat Bedam Harasha, he will bathe his feet in the blood of the Rishayim. Ba'osar Shah, we hope that the Nakama shall happen soon with all the terror wave in Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We hope soon that there should be a tremendous Nakama. Ba'osar Shah, I actually heard a nice shot that someone was saying over, and this the Shkacha from the Daf today, is that Chushim Ben Dan was deaf. He didn't care what was going on. Other brothers were concerned about the people are going to hear about them or around them. Chushim Ben Dan didn't hear. He was closing his ears to what surrounded him, and he was doing what was right. Sometimes at Klal Yisrael, we have to do what's right for us and ignore the people, the goyim around us who are screaming at us, telling us that we're not doing the right thing. We know what's right. We have to do what's right sometimes. They also saw Niskanma Nevuasa Shal Rivka. That was the Nevuah of Rivka. Why am I going to lose both of you on the same day? And it ended up happening that they both died, and the Afakadim Yisusan, it was not Mamish, they died on the same day. It wasn't the same Mamish, the same exact day. However, they were buried on the same day. We know that the Medrash says that Esav also, his head was buried in Marsa Machpelah. As a rem is that the Esav only served Hashem from his mind. He didn't have any lev. Only his mind. Everyone made sense to him. That's what he would do in Avodah Hashem. Anything else he wouldn't do. So that's we need the lev and the head, obviously, also. V'ilo Asak Be Yosef. So now the Gemara is going back to Yosef, was involved with Yaakov Avinu's burial. So the Pasuk said that it was only Yosef. So the Gemara says Yosef was correct, he was involved, but the brothers also were supposed to be involved. So if it wasn't for Yosef, the other brothers wouldn't have done it. Vaksi, the Pasuk says, Vayisu is Osa Banav Arsa Canaan. His sons carried him to Canaan and they buried him by Maras Machpelah. The Pasuk says that all the brothers were involved. Amrus, so they said, the Gemara answers, the other brothers said, Hanichuli, let Yosef take care of the main job of burying. Kvod v'malachim Yosef ben Yotus. Because our father's kavod is better served by someone who's a royal person like Yosef. Yosef was right, royalty, and he was second in command to power, he was the viceroy. So therefore, it's more bekavodik that he should be involved with the actual burial. So the Gemara continues, Milan gadol miYosef, who is treated as much honor as Yosef? None other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And he was the one who took care of Yosef. Tan Rabbanan, Bore kama chavivos mitzvos on Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's see how beloved mitzvos were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shkol Yisrael kulan is aska bebiza. For all the Yidden, they were also involved in the taking the spoils of Egypt. So v'hun is asik mitzvos, and he was at misasik mitzvos. Shnei rachachon levikach mechvatzos. The wise one will take mitzvos. U'menayu yodei Moshe Rabbeinu hechan Yosef kavar. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu know this? So the Gemara says, Amru Sarach bas Asher nisharu beosa ador. Sarach bas Asher, she was alive. She lived a tremendous amount of time. She was at that time she was 210, but she kept going. She was Some say that she never even died. Others say that she was because she was the one who told Od Yosef Chai. She was playing him in Parliament. But some say they lived through the Shoftim. Was great, like 1,000 years she lived. However, it was Sarah Chazal. She lived extremely long. Halach Moshe Tzitzon. Moshe Rabbeinu went to her. She was like the old right, the bubba. Everybody knew everything. Amr La Klum Atir Dati Echan Yosef Kover. Where's your uncle buried? Where's Yosef? Amr La. She said, I do know. Aron Shel Matechas Asul LaMitzrayim. The Egyptians made a metal coffin for him, and it was very heavy. And they put it in the Nile River, so that the waters should be they should have bracha from it, because they believe that he would give the he was a tremendous tzaddik. They knew that he had the ability to give bracha even after his death. That the schus of him buried there would give them bracha. Halach Moshe v'Amar al Sfas Anilus. Amar lo Yosef Yosef. Higiyash Nishbakash Baruch Hu Shani Goel Eschad. The time has come that the Yidden are going to be redeemed. Higiyash Shvuah Shishbatis Israel. That Shbiyash Shbiyash Israel. Right. That he should take these bones, release him as Hatzmosim Izeh. So, Imatamarat Mecha, if you show yourself Mutav Im Lav, then Harenu Mekim Shvasach, we're going to be absolved from the oath that we took. Miyad Saraf Arono Shayos, immediately Yosef's Aron began to float on the surface of the Nile. And that's, the Midrash says further that he said, Aleh Shor, right? Maybe a special remez in that to Hashem Hashem. Either way, that's what he said. So how could it be that iron is floating? Elisha's one of his middle had a beam that iron was filled into water, and he cried and said, "Ahadani v'hu shaul." It's borrowed. Vayomer esh Elohim mana nafal. The man said, "Where did it fall?" Vayel amakum, and he showed him the place. Vayiktav eitz vayishlach shamay v'tav a barzel, and then Elisha cut the piece of wood and threw it there, and the iron began to float up. Elisha was a Talmud of Eliyahu. Eliyahu was a Talmud of Moshe. Eliyahu was a Talmud of Moshe. Eliyahu not directly learned from Moshe. He learned Masorah. Eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu is Masorah. The iron floated for him. So obviously, named Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kosh Baruch Hu would do such a miracle. So that's what happened. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Nosson Omer beKarbonah Shel Malachim Maya Kaver. Yosef was buried in a special area. That was a special royal area of the Mitzrayim. Halach Moshe v'Amar al Karbonos Shel Malachim. He stood there. Amar Yosef v'Gia Eish Shishbakosh Baruch Hu Shani Goel Aschem v'Gia Shvuah Shishbatis Israel Imata Merer Sesuch Tavim Lav Arinu Kush V'Achad. So the same exact thing. It was just a different place. This one says the Misman Damer that he was buried amongst the royalty of the Egyptians. But also Shah. So that moment he says, if you don't get up, Yosef, we're going to be parted from our Shvuah. Nisvad Aronos Shel Yosef. Yosef's coffin began to tremble and move around up and down. Not till Moshe ve'aviyo etzel. Moshe took it and brought it with him. V'cholosan shanim shehayu Yisrael b'midbar. All those years that Klai Yisrael were in the desert, ayu shnei aronos halalu, these two aronos, these two caskets, echad shel meis, echad shel shechina, one of a dead person and one of the shechina. The aron hakodesh. M'halachin imzeh imzeh, they would go together. Yosef was in machane shechina with Moshe Rabbeinu and also the shechina where the Mishkan ended up being. So v'hayu ovdin shavin omrin, people would pass by and say, "Mati van shel shnei aronos halalu." People would ask, "What's in here?" Amru echad shel meis ve'echad shel shechina. One is belonging to a dead person, and one is the shechina, the holy presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is here also. V'chimarda kol shel meis la'alechim shechina. Is it appropriate to put Yosef's kever right next to the aron? Why? Amru, they said they would tell him yes. They would say, "Ki emzeh kol ma shekasu b'zeh," because Yosef fulfilled all kol Torah kula, and that he kept all the Kol Torah Kula on such a high level, even in the Sionis of being in Egypt, so therefore he was rewarded that it would be next to him. Just a beautiful question I saw once, such a good, I don't remember the answer so much, but I remember the question, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, Kacham Evikach Mitzvah, we were praising Moshe Rabbeinu so much, aren't the Yidden also Mekai in the Pasuk? Moshe said, go ask the Yidden, please, to go ask to ask them for these things, these special spoils of the Egyptians, because to be Mekai in the Pasuk of Avinu. So it was also a Tzivoy Hashem. So why are we praising Moshe Rabbeinu so much when Klal Yisrael were in fact also Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvah? They were also doing a mitzvah. So I once heard an answer. I think this answer was the following: that now I'm saying it now my own, but I think I heard this answer. That the answer is that when a person is doing a mitzvah, which he doesn't have such a geshmak out of, it doesn't have the physical reward to it, so that is more, he gets more schar in Olam Haba for that. That he gets more schar for. If a person does a mitzvah, which it's also a wonderful mitzvah, like Onek Shabbos, or a mitzvah we've discussed in my Lachas Shirim about eating meat every day and wine, having a nice wine and meat, your Makayim Simchas Yontem, maybe even a mitzvah Dereisa, according to the Rambam and many others, Bizman Hazeh as well. So that is a geshmak mitzvah. Obviously, you're going to get schar for it. But if you have another mitzvah of like whatever it might be, which is harder for you, fasting and Yom Kippur, or whatever other mitzvah it might be harder for you, waking up for chakras in the morning, which you don't get as much of a geshmak out of the actual physical part of it, so that you probably are going to be rewarded more for. So that's what the pasuk is saying, praising Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't run after what also was a mitzvah to take the spoils, but he did a mitzvah, told kol kulo l'shma, not expecting any reward b'olam hazeh bichlal. Finally, Gemara continues, v'ilo asik b'moshe Yisrael, if it's Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it, klal Yisrael wouldn't have done it. They had a shvua that they were going to do it. V'haksev, esatzmot Yosef, asher helum b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim, karvel b'shchem. The klal Yisrael were involved. It wasn't just Moshe. Klal Yisrael ended up taking Yosef's remains and they buried it in Shchem, where we know it is, b'zman hazeh. V'su, and further, ilo asikav b'Yisrael, had klal Yisrael not done it, Banav, Lohavim, Misatskebe, the children of Yosef, Ephraim and Asher's descendants, they wouldn't have done it. Vaksiv, by you, Livnei Yosef Lenachala, that the Pasuk says Yosef was very beloved by his descendants, and they buried him there in the heart and center of their Nachala. So that was, and that was where they wanted to be buried, where Yosef was, that's where they wanted their Nachala, where Yosef was buried. So the Gemara says, Amru, Hanichulo. They said, let our Yosef be taken by the Jewish people rather than us, Kvoda Beberubim Yosef Mubasim, because it's more Kavadik that Klal Yisrael should be taking care of it rather than us. V'su amru, hanichu lo, that Yosef be taken by Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, because why kivodo begdolim Yosef begtanim? That if you have Moshe Rabbeinu himself taking care of Yosef, that is the greatest kavod. To have the Holy Yosef take care of me, that was Yosef's biggest kavod. Kavod b'shchem, why shal b'shchem? Why would they bury b'shchem dafko? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rami Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. Mishchem gnavau, because there the brothers, it was like a tikkun, the brothers had kidnapped him from Shchem, v'lishchem nachzir v'das, so they were going to return him, his body, return him as a lost object. They wanted to do a tikkun for the tremendous avera that they had done. Rav Neventzel says, I've quoted this a few times already, that Rav Neventzel says the, like, aviavos atuma of all averas, ben adam, Lamakom is the Egel Azav, and from there we can learn every single avera in Kol Torah Kula of ben adam Lamakom, and the aviavos averas of ben adam l'chavero is Mechiras Yosef. And we could learn from there every single prat of every single avira of Ben Adam Lechavero from Mechiras Yosef. Okay? I still don't know where the Mara Makom went for that. I just go over Nevin's all the time. I'm sure it's a Beferish Chazal somewhere. But that's what Nevin's always says. Anyway, so we see that this was the tikkun for it. Kashukroya Dade, the psukim though, are contradictory. Moshe Yosef Imo. And it says, Vayasan Yosef, Vashilo Bnei Yisrael took them up. Was it Bnei Yisrael or was it Moshe Rabbeinu? Who was it? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kola Osa Davar Velo Gamro. Whoever does something, but he doesn't have the schus to finish it, Vach Rabbi Gamro, Malay La Kasu Kilo Shagamro. It considers it as if he finished it. Kilo Aso, as if he had done the whole thing. So since Bnei Yisrael are the ones who finished the job, they are given the eventual credit Kilo that they had originally taken, even though they hadn't, but they finished it. They finished the job. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Af, Moridin Oso Migdaluso. They also, if a person begins a mitzvah, doesn't finish it, he's also goes down a step. Yehuda says Yehuda couldn't save Yosef; he failed to save Yosef. So the pasuk says that Vayered Yehuda went down; he didn't save him. He's also going to have to bury his wife and his children. Yehuda's wife died. His children also died. So if a person does a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, he is going to eventually be punished for such a thing. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bibni Man Dikra Yosef Atamas Bechayav. Why was Yosef, was bones referred to during his lifetime? Right? Before Yosef says, he says, take my Atmosai Mizah, take my bones. Neshalom Micha Bechvod Avi, because he did not object on his father's kavod when he should have. The Amr Lay, when the brothers were speaking to him, thinking that he was the viceroy of Egypt, what did they say? Avdecha Avinu, we are going to, your servant is our father. V'lo Amru Lo, V'lo Mideh. Yosef said nothing in protest to that. He should have reacted with a sense of respect, saying that no, that I can't have you refer to my father like that. And they didn't, and therefore he was punished that he was referred to the bones, and the bones were taken out. Okay, the verse says, "Amar Vida Baravi Tamar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina." Why did Yosef die before his brothers? Because he had authority. He had authority over them. And a person who has too much power, that eventually will kill a person. I mean, it gives him shorter life. It doesn't give him arichus yamim. The Yosef read Mitzrayim. Yosef went to Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Lazar al tikre hurad ella horid. Horid. The Yosef brought down Egypt. So horid it's not going to be Paro Megdulasan. He lowered the astrologers of Paro from their greatness because he was a greater interpreter of all the future than they were. So the Gemara continues. Ikaneo Potifar sis Paro. The Potifar sis Paro. I purchased him. Amar Rashi kadol atzmo. He bought him for himself. He wanted to have Mishkav Zachar with him because he was so beautiful. So what happened? Bagavil ba upir. Oh, he castrated him. Mikar k'sibah potifar, himself got a potifara, that is like a potifara in the name of a female, that that he was able to not, he didn't have his male part anymore because of this, because he wanted to have Mishka Zachar with Yosef. Milan Golem Moshe, who's greater as much as Moshe Rabbeinu, and who ended up bearing Moshe Rabbeinu as chus that he had taken care of Yosef? None other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'yatzmo. Vayomer Hashem Eli Rav Lach, Hashem said to me, do not get to me any further. This is the, you're not able to go cross the Yarden. Amar Rabbi Levi, Berav Biser Berav Bisurohu. That they said Rav, and also the Rav, they said back to him, what is Berav Biser? What is Lashon? That too much is that when Rav Lachem, that is much for you, B'nei Levi. That was Moshe Rabbeinu responding to Korach, his Lashon of Rav. Berav Bisru is Rav, they said to him, Rav Lach, it's too much for you. So Korach, apparently the Lashon of Rav Lach is Moshe Ke'ilu Kaviyachu was implying, Chas V'Shalom, that like you're doing too many mitzvahs, like you have too much mitzvahs. And that obviously, even that small connotation was a punishment for Moshe Rabbeinu on his level, that he shouldn't have used that Lashon, and therefore, even for that small, that tiny thing, that like, have that mashmos, so maybe you're doing too much mitzvahs, which it didn't mean that, it meant that you're taking too much power, but it could have been interpreted the wrong way, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. And we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so medactic on the tariqim that you have to be so careful what they say. So the Gemara is the Davar, Acher Rav Lach Rav Yeshecha. You have someone else, a master is going to take over. Manu Yoshua, that's Yoshua is going to take over for you. Davar Acher Rav Lach, Shelo Yomra Rav Kamakasha V'talmud Kamasavon. It can't be, Rav is too much, don't ask me to keep davening. Don't keep davening and begging me because it's going to look like I'm a terrible person for not accepting your tefillos. The Kokach Lama, why was Hashem and Midas Adin so much with Moshe Rabbeinu? Tanav Yishmael Lefum Gam LaShichna. According to the camels, the burden, but to say like the, so too the, when the burden on the, so Hashem judges a person with a great, on his level, each person his level, because Baruch Hu is not going to ask us, the Zusha always says very famously, Baruch Hu is never going to ask us why we were in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's not, but why weren't you Zusha? What happened to the Zusha I expected of you? What happened to the great potential I gave you? Every single person has to ask himself, what does Hashem want from me? What is my tafkin in this world? I'm 120 days today. Well, what I have to say today? What's the difference today? So today, my days and my years have fulfilled. And this day is born. And this day I'm going to die. This was Zayin Adar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is complete with the tzaddikim to the exact month. Allow the every single moment of the tzaddik is so precious in this world. Every moment that they're here, Hashem is counting their days. The pasuk says that the days I'm going to complete your days. Pesukim Mishmo says that. Lo chal o latzis v'lavo. I can't go in and out. My latzis v'lavo ilim and latzis v'lamamish. He's not able to go in and out. He didn't have strength. Vaksiv. No, that's not true. Moshe ben Me'av Esrim Shana b'Mosel. Lo nesalecha. That his eyes is not dimmed, and nothing about him had gone down in strength. He was fully with it. Uchsiv ayal Moshe me'arvos mo'ev al arnevo. He went arnevo. V'tanya shtei mesrei malos ayusham. There was 12 steps there. Upasim Moshe b'siachas. He was able to take all those 12 steps in one quick swoop. So obviously it doesn't mean physicality. Rather, the Gemara says Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmina bar Yonasan latzeis v'lavo b'divrei Torah, to go out. In words of Torah, Melamech, Nistami Menu, Shara Chachma, the gates of wisdom had closed him, and we forgot halachas from that. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that's why we say Tzitzkoscha. Shabbos Mincha was the time Moshe Rabbeinu had died, and we lost some halachas there. Vayelech Moshe v'Yoshua, Vayitzitzru v'Almoed. They went to Almoed, Tanya, Osa Shabbos Shel, Dayo, Zuge Haisa. It was both of them. Meaning, they saw Moshe Rabbeinu teaching some and Yoshua teaching some. Nitla Rashus Mizev, and Nitla Rashus Zev. The Rashus was taken from Moshe Rabbeinu and passed on to Yoshua. Tanya Amar Yehuda Ilema Mikra Kosev. If the pasuk had not said this, Yeshua Amar, I wouldn't have been able to say this on my own. What? Heichan Moshe Meis. Where did Moshe die? The Chalkos of Reuven. The pasuk in the Chalik of Reuven. As the pasuk says, Vayal Moshe Marvas Moyav El Har Nevo. And we see that Moshe came up from the area of Moab to Har Nevo. Uven Nevo. The Chalkos of Reuven came out of Chsev. Uvenei Reuven. Beno Ve'es Nevo. It says over there Nevo. So we see over there that Nevo was where Bnei Reuven, Nevo Shasham, Esav, Shlosha, Neviim, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, Nevo is alluding to Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, that's the brothers of Eichan, Moshe, Kavor. Where was Moshe buried? Bechalko Shel God. But in the portion of God, if the Vayar, Rashis, Lo, he saw the first portion. Machalko Shel Reuven, Ad Chalko Shel God, Kamahavit. Now the distance between Reuven and God, how much is it? Arba Milin, that's 4 mil. 4 mil, that's a lot. That's like 3 miles. So the Gemara says, Oh, it's Arba Milin, Mi Holicho. Who carried Moshe's body those 4 mils? Malavitcha, Moshe Muta b'Chanfei Hashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Hashem's presence, Kaviyachol Lamala, and he was transported to his grave from there. Malchei Hasharos Omrim, Tidkas Hashem Asa Mishpatav Yisrael. Hashem carried out his righteousness of Hashem with Yisrael. V'Kosh Baruch Hu Omer Miyakum Limerim Miyatzisim Lepoiv. And who is going to rise up against the people who are doing rishus in this world? Who's going to rise up against those who are doing averus? Shmuel Amar, mi ka chacham mi ada pesher davar. Who knows how to have a pesher, to do a pshara, to be able to do, to make a resolution between two people? So what's this going on? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that's a bacha chacham ayin timatzei. The wisdom work can be found. Rabbi Nachman Amar, vayamash Hashem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu died there in the land of Moab. All right, Salman Amar. Moshe, the great scholar of Yidden, had died over there. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, God Omer, Shneimasar Mil, Al Shneimasar Mil, Kenegin Machane Israel. That the area of 12 mil by 12 mil, corresponding to the entire Machane Israel, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Baskel, Mashmil, Omer, a voice came out and saying, Vayamas Moshe Safar Rabbi Israel. Moshe, the great Talmud Chacham of Kal Israel, that's where he dies. Vayeshomim Lomes Moshe, those that Moshe did not die. Right? He did not die like everyone else normally does. Moshe remained there for 40 days and 40 nights. Malan Omen Meshamesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was not dead. He was serving Gosh Baruch Hu. Afkan. So to Vir Omen Meshamesh, he was in the service of Gosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say. Tzadikim Misasam and Krim Chaim. They're not really fully dead. They're really somehow able to live. That's a whole Shaila Bizmanazeh. Even Bizmanazeh. There are those who make all of Kabbalah that Kibbet Tzadikim are not Metameh. If there's only the Tzadik buried there. That's a big Shaila, not getting to Allah Mesa. But the Akedikach, there's basically more on the Zohar. But the Gemara alludes that over here, Moshe Rabbeinu never really died. The Tzaddik over here never really died. Okay. Vayikra Osa Begayit, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with on Yantiv. I'm wishing everyone a Chag Sameach, a Kasher Sameach, and should have enjoy the last days. Shishal Pesach is a big day of Yeshua, so Rosh Hashanah for Shiduchim, for Tfilos, for everything. It's a very big day. It was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam for us, and it's the day, as we see, the day when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, that some say that Moshe Rabbeinu rather was thrown in the Teva. The day itself has a special koyach to it. So this special day has so much kochas to it. Everyone should have a lebedek tefila, a beautiful tefila, and enjoy chag. As I pick up, I might be able to do on Yom Tov Sheni for Eretz Yisrael, meaning I won't keep Monday. I live here, so I might be able to connect on Thursday, ready with the recordings. Thursday, Friday, Be'ez Hashem, and then we'll go right there. Okay, enjoy.